Recorded Books presents The Stolen Throne by Abigail Owen, narrated by Samara Naimi with Larice Moreno. Part 1. The Isolated Pawns.
Chapter 1. The Broken Shadow Wraith. Revan. You'd think stealing a queen would be easy for a shadow wraith. Considering I once kidnapped a princess from this very palace and no one stopped me, it should be. But that was before Edelon, the king of Tindra, moved in. He is why, instead of using my power over Shadow to get to her unseen, I'm standing in a forgotten room at the top of a set of dark stairs that lead down into an underground cistern. He'd know if I used my shadows. As my maker, he can use them too.
Goddess, help me, a voice whispers in the darkness, and for a heavy second I think it's her, Maren.
My heart surges to life as I listen, waiting, straining to hear that voice again, to make sure it was actually her. Nothing. The breath of hope I'd been holding rattles out of my chest. Who am I kidding? I'm not that lucky. Besides, there are plenty of other things that whisper to me. Most aren't good. I don't think it was one of Adelon's shadows, the fractured, evil pieces of the king's soul that I carry inside me. The voice would have sounded like my own, because I'm one of those shadows, too. The one to get away, to stand against him. It could have been a desperate stranger crying out for help. I hear them every night, their voices coming from all over the six dominions of Nova, despairing people who whisper pleas into the dark that they think go unheard, but the shadows carry their words to me. I used to find them, the vanished, people would call them, and take them to the safety of the Shadow Wood for a chance at a new life. But the Shadow Wood isn't safe anymore. I can't save anyone. Pathetic. A new voice rings in my head. This one I recognize because it comes from within. This is one of Edelon's shadows. If you can't save them, why could you save her? Shut up, I mutter. That sets the other shadows off. Their voices in my head blend and blur as they talk over one another. The foul things I carry fight for control every second of every hour of every day. If my tenuous control slips, the shadows will gleefully bury my consciousness down deep in a tomb made of my own body and take over. There's no telling what they'd do after that. Tightening my hands into fists, I force them back down. It works. For now. Luckily, Kane, who is with me down here, doesn't seem to notice any of that. He's too pissed off about what we're about to do. In the history of bad ideas, kidnapping the woman everyone believes to be the queen of the Dominion of Arid out from under the nose of the powerful king they think she's married to, especially when I can't use my powers to do it, ranks right at the top. But it's the best we could come up with. I refuse to wait even a second longer to get Maren out of there. I've been hiding and waiting for what has felt like an eternity, every plodding, torturous minute spent healing after the wounds I sustained in the last battle with the king. The battle where I lost Maren. We've been hunted the whole way, constantly having to evade Edelon's soldiers, keeping out of their grasp by moving all over the blasted dominion. Almost every single one of Arid's different deserts, in their varied colors and landscapes, has seen our ragtag band of misfits. The king's men have been relentless. Granted, I have Edelon's shadows, and a few other things he needs. He wants them back. But he has something I want back, too. Standing beside me, Kane snorts an unamused laugh. This is a joke, right? I grit my teeth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?